You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, judges at the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, and the military commander of Hamas, Mohammed Daif. As a result of the warrants, any countries that are signatories to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court would be required to arrest those charged and hand them over to the court in The Hague. The move is considered to be particularly significant, as it's the first incident in which the leaders of a Western allied country are receiving warrants from the court. Wire host Otto spoke to Teresa Dunworth, an associate professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, to discuss the warrants, their significance, and the efficiency.
Just last week, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas Commander Mohammed Daif. What impact will this have on the situation in Gaza and Israel's war effort in the region?
To be honest, I don't actually think it will have any immediate impact on the ground, and there's no expectation that it would, but it does have a legal impact, I think, particularly in relation to other states around the world who are party to this statute.
Some of Israel's allies who are also signatories of the Rome Statute, such as Hungary and Germany, have indicated they would not be complying with the ICC verdict if they were to receive Netanyahu or Gallant as a guest. Is this legally possible for them as Rome Statute signatories?
As states parties to the Rome Statute, if they just point blank refuse to surrender Netanyahu, they or any of the three people indicted, they would be in breach of their obligations under the Rome Statute.
And what consequences could the leaders of those countries face if they were to disobey the ICC verdict and refuse to submit Netanyahu or Yoav Gallant?
Well, Germany in particular considers itself as a sort of a leading voice in the international community, the rules-based order, as they like to call it. So it is possible for the court to refer Germany, if we stick with that example, it is possible for the court to refer Germany to the political body sitting above them or alongside them, so the Assembly of the States Parties, and that's a meeting of all states parties to the Rome Statute, so 124 at the moment, I believe, and they can issue a resolution condemning Germany's breach of the treaty and calling on it to change its mind. So there isn't, beyond that, there isn't anything, but we would hope that states, no matter how difficult the situation they find themselves in, politically speaking, that they would observe their legal obligations.
So there would be no direct consequences to the leaders of countries that disobey their obligations as Rome Statute signatories?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a condemnation by, you know, a very well-respected body internationally is a consequence. And for states like Germany, like New Zealand, they don't want to walk the walk of shame internationally. But if your question is, can the court deploy military force against Germany to force it to surrender Netanyahu? No, absolutely not. And that would just compound the problem, right?
Russian President Vladimir Putin has also had ICC warrants issued towards him since early last year for his actions in Ukraine, but has so far managed to evade capture and is still in power and at large. Are there concerns that the ICC warrants would not be sufficient enough to detain the Israeli officials as well?
Yeah, there is a real concern, and we don't know what's going to happen, but we can think about what has happened, and we can think about, you know, why what has happened is important nonetheless without getting fixated on whether an arrest warrant will be actioned. So what has happened now is that three senior judges from the International Criminal Court have categorically found that there's reasonable grounds to believe that Netanyahu and the other two accused have committed war crimes, and in particular for Netanyahu, that for all the discussion that there's been over and back about whether he's permitted humanitarian aid to get through and all the conditions of life and the children starving in Gaza, those judges have found that there's reasonable grounds to believe that he has committed the war crime of starvation.
A number of U.S. Republicans have threatened to sanction the ICC judges and any countries that comply with the arrest warrants. Is this feasibly possible as well?
Yes, and it has happened before. It happened immediately when the Rome Statute entered into force, because the complicated jurisdictional rules in the court allow a national of a non-state party in some circumstances to be to appear before the court, to be charged by the court. So in other words, it is possible legally, the way the statute is drafted, for an American service person to find themselves in the dock of the court should there be reasonable grounds to believe that they had committed a war crime. And the United States, as you can imagine, objected to that. And when the treaty entered into force, the United States went to the Security Council and essentially threatened to veto all renewal of all peacekeeping deployments all across the world. And again, under the provisions of the statute, there is a provision that does allow the Security Council to cut across the court, if you like, but in limited circumstances. And the United States used that mechanism to stop the court.
Right. And do you think it's possible that the U.S. government may also invoke the American Service Members Protection Act and deploy their military to retrieve any Israeli officials that may be sent to the ICC?
Well, to be honest, under the current Democratic administration, I would sort of find that hard to believe that that could happen. But with the incoming administration from January, I'd be foolish person to anticipate what might or might not happen.
Right. So final question, why has it taken the ICC so long to issue the warrants and come to this verdict?
Ah, that's an interesting question, because one of the criticisms of the Americans is that the whole process has been hugely rushed and not thought through. So it's a criminal court. These indictments are really, really complicated. And it took the prosecutor a long time to do the investigations. And it has taken 6 months from the time that the prosecutor issued his request to the court to issue the arrest warrants until last Thursday when they did. That's the time that it takes. So it's not rushed through, it's thought through, and it's properly reasoned out.
That was Teresa Dunworth, an associate professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, talking to us about the arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.